Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst and writer, columnist as well for Sikkim 365 Radio in our hit today. And could you imagine, Jeff, a better offseason than what Scott Drew and Baylor men's basketball have had?
No. I don't think Scott Drew could either. I mean, I think this is, other than COVID hitting the country, and obviously Scott can't go out to the Peach Jam and have his peaches and talk to some of the coaches on the recruiting trail and see guys in person. No, I think it's been pretty darn good for him. I mean, listen, we knew Teague was coming back. But again, you don't know with a kid pretty much having his degree. I think it's hard for a lot of kids right now who have their degrees, because they could be saying to themselves, the uncertainty of college basketball, I got my degree, I might as well just move on and let me start earning a living, even if it's overseas. So, you know, Teague, there was a little bit of uncertainty there. And Jared Butler, again, I think it's the smart decision on his part. But, again, you know, what's the process going through this? You don't know if there's going to be a combine, not. So most kids that were kind of on the fence decided to go back to school.
Where do you have them preseason ranked now that everyone's back?
Listen, I haven't strayed. I've had them number one from the day the season ended till today. I have not for one day, not for one moment, have I moved Villanova or Gonzaga or anybody ahead of them. I have kept Baylor at number one throughout and will not move them.
When you look at what they have done, where they were and how disappointing the ending was because they couldn't finish, and they kind of maybe gotten a little bit tired or stale at the end of the year, and then they have what they now have coming back. They lose Gillespie. They'll hopefully be able to do something about that. Where they are, they've been good before, Jeff, but now it's at a different level. Is it just people now understanding what Scott Drew has done after all these years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the beauty of what Scott's done is he's done it a couple different ways. I mean, again, he started it with those high-profile guys, right? The Quincy Millers and the Isaiah Austins and the Perry Joneses. And everybody's like, he's all recruit. He can't coach. He cheats. I mean, it's just been one thing after the other because he was out working guys, and that's generally how it goes, right? If a school that shouldn't beats you, generally it's he cheats. Well, the NCAA went in. They didn't find anything. And it probably did hurt him from a standpoint of getting top kids. I think maybe it did for a while because schools could use it against Baylor. But as it turns out, I think it's worked out because the beauty of college basketball these days is watch Villanova and you get old and you have a chance to win. And that's kind of the blueprint. I've talked to Scott about it a little bit, that, and I saw them play each other in Myrtle Beach this past November, actually. And I think he's trying to be a little bit like Villanova because Jay Wright's had so much success with high-character guys who aren't necessarily one-and-dones. You get older, and you have a chance to beat a lot of those highly regarded freshman-laden teams, whether it's the Dukes or the Kentuckys that haven't won anything in a few years now.
Did this year's run at number one for as long as they were and the high-profile wins they had during that stretch, like over Kansas and all that, did that maybe help in the recruiting that the kids he was talking to that would put Baylor in their top five finally said, okay, there's something substantial that I've seen here that I can grab onto now?
Yeah, and I think it's the way they played too, right? I mean, listen, kids don't really want to play zone defense. They don't. You know, like it's, you know, Syracuse, same thing. I mean, they'll play it, but a lot of kids, they'd rather play man-to-man. And when Scott started doing that, I think it helped him a little bit from a recruiting standpoint. He's got a lot of guards that can make plays off the bounce. They're interchangeable in a sense. And that's what you watch the NBA right now. It's all about like versatile wings. That's what you want, right? I mean, that's what everybody's selling right now in the NBA more than anything else, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, the young guys, Jason Tatum. So I think, you know, that's what, to me, you want. You need good guard play, and that's what Baylor had last year. And he kind of let them go, and they really, really played tough and defended.
You had both of them on. Jeff Goodman, Goodman Hoops, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. You've had both of them, and you had both of them on today. Your thoughts about, do you think one decision affected the other in any way?
So that conversation actually was a couple months ago, but I put that out there again because we talked about how good this Baylor team could be if everybody came back. No, I don't think one affected the other. I think they looked at it pretty much independently and tried to figure out what was best for each of them. But again, there were just so many question marks, right? Like people say, well, is there going to be college basketball? And that's a valid point, right? We don't know how much of a season, if there's going to be a season. But then I can flip it on anybody and say, well, you know what? I don't know if there's going to be a G League. I don't know if there's going to be an NBA season next year. Are they going to put them in the bubble for 4 or 5 months for the regular season? We don't know. We don't know if there's overseas money out there or if – and I know it's not what it's been. But has it dried up? How much has it dried up? So I think for a lot of these kids, to be honest, somebody told me this earlier today, a coach said this, a lot of these kids can make more money from Pell Grant and from the stipend right now in college basketball than they could right now playing in the G League.
Wow.
Whoa.
Business.
Yeah.
Business 101.
Yeah, I never thought that we'd come to time when we'd say that. Do you have a concern about Baylor and their staying, like as you look at their roster going into next year? Because they only lose Bandu and Gillespie then return everybody, plus get guys like Adam Flagler and JTT and all these guys up onto the roster.
Well, here's my biggest thing. My biggest thing is usually those transfers that transfer up, the Flaglers, cut their numbers in half. So he averaged 16 at Presbyterian. My guess is he averages 7 or 8 this year, which is fine. All he's got to do is be your like 8th or 9th guy. I just think, again, to me, the chemistry has got to stay what it was last year when they snuck up on some people, right? They played with a chip on their shoulder. This year, people are going to kiss their ass, tell them how good they are. They've got to be locked into the team rather than worrying, especially Jared and Maceo, about individually and the NBA and what they need to do, what the NBA people told them they need to do to get better, to be able to make the league. They can't be consumed with that. They've still got to stay true to what makes them really good. And also, obviously, you want to try to improve on your weaknesses, but don't get away from what made you great.
Jeff, thank you very much. A huge day again, another one for Baylor in college basketball. A lot of guys coming back. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Great Jeff, talking to you. Be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Goodman, Goodman Hoops, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio.